Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the listener-focused directory and weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Ivo Terra. Before we start, I need to thank the horror mystery series DuPont Investigations for being our title sponsor for the next few weeks. Their show recently posted the season one finale, and I encourage you to listen. You'll find links on the site, since they're our title sponsor, after all. And yes, you too can become a title sponsor, or a supporting creative shop, or simply an individual supporter of The End. Details and all that at theend.fyi/support. Details on all of that at theend.fyi/support. Now, let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 76th, highlighted just one show in either the recently completed series or recent season finale sections, and it happened to wrap in the last few days. Morbid Forest, a narrated horror anthology from Sean Moreau and Naomi Richards, posted the season 4 finale on the 13th of February. Listen to the 52 current episodes of those 4 seasons in a bit over 25 hours. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear a snippet from the first episode of the show.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is The Dispossessed, a dramatized supernatural thriller from Glisten Plus. The Dispossessed is part of a brand new series of podcasts featuring top-tier SAG actors. It joins other series such as Can't Relax, League of Wonder, and Boss Monster Adventures in the Glisten Plus slate. As for this show, I found it very well produced and rather timely given the topic. Now, it's neither jump scare nor gory horror, so it may appeal to those who don't normally go in for the frights. Here's a snippet from the first episode.
Bye, room. Bye, desk. Sorry, I only used you to set stuff on. Buy books. Wish I read more of you while I was here. Buy lock. I'm glad Mom and Dad never went through with the promise of taking you off my door. Buy leaky faucet. I'm not actually gonna miss you since you were pretty annoying, but, you know.
Lainey, you're gonna be late for school!
Coming! I could tell by the fights that things had been getting bad. For months, I had heard Mom saying we were one bad week away from losing everything. And then Dad died, and we lost everything. Everything that was important.
You're all packed, right?
Yep. Where's Jake?
Already in the car.
I hesitated for a second. I wanted to say bye to the height markers drawn on the kitchen molding, but I didn't want to make Mom feel worse than she already did. I'm probably too old for that kind of stuff anyway. It was crazy how fast the neighborhood was changing. All around us, houses were disappearing and being replaced with buildings that no one asked for. It was like a wave that had been growing and growing and coming right for us, and now we were engulfed. I looked across the street to the Bertram house. A dumpster sat out front. No one had lived there for years, but in a few weeks, it would be replaced by something big and modern and beautiful and cold.
The Dispossessed is a complete series with 8 episodes. You can listen to it all in about 2 hours. My next recommendation is Narcissa, a dramatized sci-fi thriller from Q-Code Media. This show is produced with all the Q-Code quality you expect and is presented as an unlikely sci-fi love story. It's worth a listen. Here's the trailer.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be? Some might say flying, others time travel. But there will always be some kid who, despite everything, still thinks mind reading is cool. Well, kid, I can tell you firsthand, it's not a superpower.
Last week marks the 10th victim in what the police are now calling a string of serial murders.
While I can't say for sure that this is the work of a reader, I'd like to remind you all to practice mind reader awareness.
Did you know about this?
They're looking for mind readers again.
I actually can't believe they still haven't caught him. I guess I shouldn't even say him. The killer could be a she.
Sydney, right?
Have we met before?
I don't think so.
What? Why can't I read her? This is impossible.
You really don't understand how dangerous your sister is, do you?
Take the turn. Turn, Sid!
Freeze! We need you to put your hands...
Pow, pow, pow! You die, you stupid reader!
Let me out of here! What's going on?
I think I love you.
Wake up!
It's hard to remember my life before. Before I got messed up in all of this. Before I met you.
Narcissa is complete with 8 episodes. You'll need about 5 hours to listen to it all.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 9 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and 3 of them start up again in the next few days. Season 9 of Am I Old Yet?, a dramatized slice-of-life comedy series from Floyd Kennedy and Thunder's Mouth Theater, starts on the 16th of February. That's tomorrow. Catch up with the current 100 episodes in about 21 hours. Season 6 of The Mysteries of Derlin County, a dramatized comedy parody from K&B, starts on February 20th. Catch up with the current 87 episodes in 37 and a half hours. Season 3 of Legacy Door, a narrated comic horror mystery series from Bob J. Kester and Dueling Genre Productions, starts up again on the 21st of February. Catch up with the current 18 episodes in about 9 hours. And as a reminder, trailers for those 3 shows and the one I mentioned at the top of the episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were part of the 76th issue of The End, including all sorts of new and exciting ways to listen, and something very new called collections, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. Morbid Forest.
Dear Diary, today was a pretty good day for the most part. I got up early, had a good breakfast, and set out bright and early and got my day rolling. Dear Diary, tonight is real drag. Looks like Netflix was the ruler of the night. I'm starting to get into Orange is the New Black more than I thought I would. Maybe I'll binge on something less serious, maybe Arrow or The Flash. Yay! Geek life. Dear Diary, so you know the guy I told you about a few days ago? I saw him again, this time at Taco Bell. And again, I said nothing.
So fucking stupid. Why am I so stupid?
He's the one, and one day he will be mine. You'll see. Dear Diary, I did it. I finally got up the nerve to talk to him. We're gonna go to dinner next week. Cue the frazzled nerves. You think he's ready to be mine? Dear Diary, the date went just as I hoped. He was the perfect date, just like I knew he would be. Time to get to work. I will not fuck this one up. I promise. Dear Diary, okay. It's been almost 2 weeks and things couldn't be better. I'm wondering if I should take this to the next level. Do you think it's too soon? No, you're right. Fingers crossed. Dear Diary, it worked. He's so great, I can't believe it. And now I have him where I want him. I tied him up good, just like you said to.
No, of course I gagged him. It's not like I haven't done this before.
He's ready to go. Dear Diary, looking at him all bound and gagged, it gives me goosebumps. First things first. Like, I gotta make sure he can't be identified. Yes, I know. Shave his head, pull his teeth. So no identification, DNA.
Morbid Forest, a narrated horror anthology from Sean Moreau and Naomi Richards, recently posted the season 4 finale. Am I old yet?
Thunder's Mouth Theater presents Am I Old Yet? A coming of age with a difference audio fiction comedy podcast documenting the life and times of one ordinary elderly woman who has recently discovered that she has some remarkable superpowers. This is episode 1 of season 8, and it takes the form of a prologue.
Okay, here we go again. Trying to get my thoughts into some kind of order. See if I can figure out how to move on from this mad adventure that I've been on. Oh my goodness me. What a load of nonsense. Superpowers. Goodness sake. Although I can't help wondering if I always had that ability to blow things around. Doesn't seem very likely. I think I'd have noticed it. But then again, maybe not. I don't think anybody knows what they're really capable of. Ever. Daisies are out. It must be. Summer not far off anyway. Well, that's good. As long as the sun keeps shining and the earth keeps turning, there will be seasons. So no, Mother Earth is right. We don't have to worry about the planet. How can we be responsible for the planet if we can't be responsible for ourselves?
Am I Old Yet? A dramatized slice-of-life comedy series from Floyd Kennedy and Thunder's Mouth Theater soon starts its 9th season. The Mysteries of Derlin County.
Hey everybody, it's Brandon from The Mysteries of Derlin County. I just want to get a quick word in before next season begins. We're currently working on another murder investigation, and it's proving extremely difficult. There's so many key details that we're struggling to get a hold of and piece together, and so many people we're trying to track down and talk to. It's proving a lot more difficult than we thought. So before we bring you that story,
Dude, hey, can I say something?
What?
Can I say something real quick?
I'm recording, man.
I see that, but that's why I'm here. I want to say something.
What?
I want to give a shout out.
To who? You don't know anybody.
Oh, touch grass, bro.
You touch
grass. I know plenty of people, all right? I get to meet people all the time.
No, you don't. Who did you meet this time, huh?
I'm trying to give a shout out to my friend Becky.
You don't know a Becky. Get out of here.
Oh, cram it.
You
touch
cram
grass and cram it, bro.
You cram.
Yeah, I met a Becky online.
Okay, let's just say you did. Why are you trying to give her a shout out?
Well, because I'm a little bit worried about her. She's not in good shape.
Wait.
And I wanted to give a shout out to her.
She's not in good shape? Like she's sick?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh my God. Is it terminal?
Well, it could be.
Oh my God. What is it?
Well, she likes your podcast.
Oh, cram it, Ralph. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, cram it.
Oh my. Fine. Give your shout out.
Okay. With all honesty now.
Hurry it up, Ralph. Come on.
Shut up. I'm going as fast as I can, dumbass.
All right, whatever.
I met this this young lady online the other day named Becky. And she was saying some nice things about your podcast for the life of me. I don't know why, because it's terrible.
Yeah, right, Ralph. It's great.
The Mysteries of Derlin County, a dramatized comedy parody from K&B, soon starts its sixth season. Legacy Door.
Dueling Genre presents Legacy Door, a cosmic horror mystery.
Us, 1:13 p.m. We opened our eyes upon the human world. We found ourselves lying on an especially yielding bed in a room displaying scattered relics of their shallow past, tied together by more recently produced items meant to blend with the relics. Typical. A few miles away sat Dan Lutcher, a young adult human who would eventually complicate our mission. His life had never been entirely free of nightmares, but it was not until a quarter century after his birth that they solidified their grip on what remained of his existence. In moments, he was dreaming again. Abby stepped to a deep brown wooden door and unlocked it with a key. Dan didn't know this woman, but felt he should. He didn't know the place, but felt he should.
Dad?
She walked farther in, and Dan entered after her, letting the door close behind him.
So you're here.
He startled to see a slightly pudgy older man emerge from the bathroom there, wearing rimless spectacles and a tweed jacket. He looked right past Dan at Abby.
Mr. Strauss.
Let's go to the den, shall we? And find out what this is all about.
You know what it's about.
And then Dan's hand tingled. He felt instantly back in his own life, but like he'd barely slept at all. His eyes closed and the metallic knocks of the train sounded like gunshots, and he imagined himself lying on the floor, his eyes following a trail of blood to where Abby lay on her back, left hand over her abdomen, the right reaching up as she uttered a gasping plea.
You don't have to do this.
Dan lurched in his seat and dropped his book on the floor. By the time he'd picked it up, the nightmare was already disappearing from his memory. He took fresh note of the bright lights and sticky evening air, but did not register a purple neon announcing a nearby restaurant. Deleuze.
Justin Brandt, 8:21 p.m. Jaina and I were at the bar at Deleuze, in purgatory until a table became available. The resulting chilly atmosphere between us was probably why I was paying attention to the TV. The sound was either off or completely drowned out, but the words, couple killed in Gold Coast condo, stood out on the screen as arrestingly as they were meant to.
Crazy,
she said, as photos of the couple appeared. Abigail Strauss and Harrison Reese. To look at, from a candid picture of her and a college portrait of him, as pretty a pair of rich youth as you could want. But that all changed before I fully turned in for the night. My supervising partner, Louise, had assigned me to defend a new client. And that client was Jonathan Strauss, held for the murder of his daughter Abigail and her companion, Harrison Reese.
Some of the Reeses and the Strausses have been involved with something that seems to include an obsession with bloodlines and longevity for at least decades. Harrison Reese and Abigail Strauss found out about it and then confronted Jonathan Strauss right before they died.
Okay, what do you think was the proximate cause?
To shut them up?
There's a whole crazy side of this that you're not telling me about, and it's only gotten crazier, right?
Legacy Door. Enjoy it as a podcast, an audiobook, or a novel before it enjoys you.
Legacy Door, a narrated cosmic horror mystery series from Bob J. Kester and Dueling Genre Productions, soon starts its third season. That's it for the additional trailers. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the end. Cheers!